Welcome to Well Healed, where you join me on an exciting journey of exploration about the ancient therapy of energy healing, which many of us feel is about to move out of the shadows, simply because, well, it works and it's very much needed. So whether you want to give healing or receive it or find out more about healing, Well Healed is the place to be. There are meditations to promote self-healing. There'll be plenty of chat about how to heal yourself, how to heal friends and family, how to heal animals, how to heal complete strangers. Plus lively discussion about bringing the benefits of energy healing to more and more people. As old prejudices fade away and a new openness emerges to things that clearly work, even if we might not fully understand them. Now, a decade ago, I knew next to nothing about energy healing and would probably have brushed it off as interesting, but a bit niche. A bit out there, possibly even a bit dubious. I mean, if it was a thing, why had we not been told about it? Why weren't doctors recommending it? Then something dramatic happened. A friend of mine told me a story about how his life was saved by an energy healer. He was dying from an infection after heart surgery, and his nurse wife literally dragged him to a healer, where he had a remarkable first session and then soon made an astonishing recovery. Now, I thought, that's interesting. So I took a 2-year course in healing. I began practicing it to see for myself what the deal was. I discovered that I had an aptitude for healing, but more importantly, I've been in a state of amazement ever since about what a profound and effective therapy it can be. Whether it's helping friends and relatives with a dodgy shoulder or back, subduing painful arthritis, or clients overcoming deep emotional difficulties or sleep problems. There's such a demand for exactly the things that healing is able to address. Plus, we all know how health systems are stretched these days. So it seems obvious to me that one day in the future, perhaps soon, energy healing will be widely accepted and practiced. Among the main reasons for starting Well Healed is to help speed up that process and to spread the word. So with no further delay, let's start by offering a quick guide to energy healing and 10 cool things to know about it. Number one, healing comes in many different forms, and healing is a complementary therapy, meaning it works in tandem with regular medical treatment, and there are many different types. Among the most commonly practiced are Reiki and spiritual healing, which confusingly is nowadays often called energy healing. There's also healing with sound crystals and colour, to name a few others. At least to begin with, we'll focus on spiritual healing and Reiki, the types which are known for being administered mainly through the hands, which handily brings us on to number two. Healing is not a religious thing. It's for any faith or for people without any faith whatsoever. It's non-denominational, and as such, it is wonderfully inclusive. Number three, it works. As with everything, you'll only ever really know if you try it for yourself. But plenty of studies have shown that energy healing has a positive impact on health and well-being. A criticism of the research over the years is that it's not been rigorous enough, but that was laid to rest by a large University of Birmingham study that, as the head of the Royal Medical Household in the UK, Dr. Michael Dixon, put it, the obvious truth from the research is that healing can provide significant benefit to a substantial number of patients. I've certainly seen that in my experience, but I'll go back to my first point. If you feel drawn to this ancient practice, put your skepticism to the test and go find out for yourself. Which brings us to number four. How exactly does it work? Well, this one's a bit trickier to explain. The straightforward answer for energy healing and Reiki would be that a kind of higher energy, some call it beneficial energy, others call it source energy, others call it divine energy, is channeled through the healer to the recipient. This energy balances the energetic field, allowing healing to take place. Hippocrates, who's known as the father of modern medicine, himself talked about healing with his hands. He also said that the natural healing force within each of us is the greatest force in getting well. So whatever the healer does, the idea is that it unleashes that natural healing force. Another way of looking at it is that we don't exactly know how it works. Our science simply hasn't caught up with it. We just have to add healing to the long list of life's mysteries. Talking of which, number 5, distant healing. An energy healer can send healing to anyone, anywhere in the world. Sounds odd, doesn't it? But some of my most dramatic healing sessions have taken place online with people thousands of miles away. You don't even have to be online or in contact. You just have to have the intention of sending healing energy to the recipient. How does that work? Well, I refer you to the previous answer. We simply don't know. But the good thing again is if you can allow yourself to be open to these strange things, that they actually happen. Imagine the possibilities of being able to send healing energy to people anywhere in the world, whoever needs it at any time. Number 6, healing is hardly new age. It's been around and all around the world for thousands of years, from indigenous cultures in Australasia, North America, South America, to the ancient Greeks and Brits, and the Northern Eurasian shamanic healers, right through to the great healing traditions of China and India. The most famous healer of them all, of course, was Jesus Christ, who, according to the Gospels, instructed his disciples to go out there and cure the sick. So energy healing is not a new age fad, but rather an ancient tradition that's been subject to the whims of history. As we enter a more mature period of human development, more and more people are seeing healing for what it is, and in simple terms, an opportunity for people to improve their physical, spiritual, and emotional well-being. Number 7, we are all healers. Yes, that includes you. Throughout the ages, wise healers have declared the same edict that everybody is a healer and has innate healing ability. It's true that we all have different abilities. We can all sing, for example. We can all pick up a guitar and strum and make noise. It's just some people are better and more adept at doing it than others. Again, imagine the possibilities, not to mention the savings on cost, were every household or every street to have its own healer. Number 8, there are no healers. That sounds like a bit of a contradiction to my previous point, but hear me out. You see, healers do not do the healing. They are simply channels of the healing energy. In other words, it's the healing energy that affects any healing. The vast majority of healers I've met recognize this, and in fact, they swear by it and diligently offer healing with a solemn attitude that it's a real privilege to be able to channel healing energy in a way that can help our fellow humans, which is certainly how I feel about it. So if you're looking for a healer, check their credentials. And if you want peace of mind, make sure they're affiliated to a recognized healing body in your country, or at least that they come recommended by somebody that you really trust. Number 9, and this is very cool. Healing causes zero harm. Even some healing skeptics acknowledge that it's not going to hurt you. The fact is, healing is a non-invasive therapy. It has no side effects, and it treats the causes of disease rather than the symptoms, getting right to the heart of the matter. Which brings us to a most heartening conclusion with number 10, that healing is able to help with all manner of physical, mental, and emotional difficulties. It can also improve sleep, but you know what my favorite outcome is? The vast majority of recipients leave a healing session with a deeper sense of well-being, often with a greater connectedness with life. Those with spiritual sensibilities seem to get a push along their path. So many recipients notice that during the days that follow a healing session, there's a lightness, a calmness, and in many cases, a greater clarity. The busyness of the mind can give way to something approaching inner peace. It's as if healing is helping you along your way in this great human adventure, allowing what we might call your higher self to take you gently by the hand and steer you on a brighter course. Thank you very much for listening to this first edition of Well Healed. In the coming episodes, we'll be looking at some of these topics in greater detail and discussing healing with some interesting guests as we shine a light on the practice and help healers and would-be healers to develop their skills and answer any questions for people interested in receiving healing. If you've enjoyed Well Healed, please subscribe and leave a like so you can get an alert whenever we push out a new edition. One final thing, on the basis of the success in sending distant healing far and wide, I'm now experimenting to see whether an energy healing session can be recorded and published so that the listener effectively receives that energy session as if it was meant just for them. Perhaps you'd like to give one of my healing meditations a listen if you're in need of healing, better sleep, or you're just curious. Let me know how it goes in the comments. I've linked the meditations down below. I'm very much looking forward to continuing this healing journey with you. My name is Grant, and this is Well Healed.